From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley told the U.N. Security Council Wednesday that the United States is prepared to use military means to defend itself and its allies from the growing threat of North Korea. Haley said the considerable military forces the United States has in East Asia are at the ready. She told Security Council members at an emergency meeting Wednesday, "We will use them if we must, but we prefer not to have to go in that direction." North Korea's launch of an ICBM for the first time triggered widespread condemnation and an immediate diplomatic crisis. Parts of North America are now believed to be in range of the new multi-stage rocket that North Korea test-fired on Tuesday. Rescuers were being scrambled Thursday to reach areas of southern Japan hit by flash flooding in the aftermath of a typhoon that swept through the area earlier this week. At least one person was killed and several were reported missing after torrential rains swelled rivers and triggered landslides in Fukuoka and Oita prefectures. Japan's meteorological agency said unprecedented amounts of rain would continue to fall in the two prefectures through Thursday. Shell fire from fighting at an airport in Libya has killed five people and wounded at least 25 others on a nearby beach in Tripoli. A Libyan Interior Ministry official said the battle Wednesday was between security forces and, quote, outlaws, but it is unclear exactly who was involved and what started the fighting. Libya has been immersed in chaos since dictator Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown and killed in 2011. A Somali official says 13 al-Shabaab militants have been killed in an apparent joint attack by U.S. and Somali government forces near the Somali city of Kismayo. The U.S. Africa Command released a statement Wednesday saying that working from actionable intelligence, American forces conducted a successful collective self-defense strike operation against an al-Shabaab troop concentration in the early hours of Wednesday, Somali time. A Somali military source says American helicopters carried Somali special forces to the site of the attack, about 500 kilometers south of Mogadishu, and fired on the militants during the battle. Armed police in Kiev have raided a software firm that supplies Ukraine's most widely used tax and accounting programs and said they acted to prevent another major cyber attack. Police equipped for combat seized computer servers at the main office in Ukraine's capital of the software company MEDOC. Employees stood by calmly as officers carrying assault weapons and clothed in camouflage gear carted away the computer equipment. On Wednesday, a police spokesman said, "We prevented the initiation of a second wave of viruses." He said investigators have already found evidence of Russian presence on these servers, but gave no further details. Ukraine blamed the Kremlin for the cyber attack, but Russia has denied any involvement. And armed supporters of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro are holding hostage the country's entire legislature. VOA's Alvaro Algarra reported this news Wednesday from Caracas. He, other reporters, and a number of non-legislators also are being held, along with all 112 elected members of the National Assembly, which is controlled by Maduro's political opponents. The VOA reporter said by telephone, "They will not let us out. It is suicidal to try to leave." The hostages could hear gunmen outside the National Assembly building chanting, "It's going to fall. This assembly is going to fall." You can find more on these and other stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.